verse 19 and 29 in that same opening. Romans chapter 8, verse 19 and verse 29. For the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. That 19th verse. Waited for the manifestation. I think the whole world now is waiting for the manifestation of the Son of God. Now, we know the manifestation of the Son of God is on God's behalf, but we also know it's a supernatural manifestation, and that miracles, signs, and wonders are to be wrought through the hands of the sons of God. And so the whole world waiting on it. God waiting on it. We know it's a law of devil reference that at the end, a lot of manifestation will take place, but at this point, we should be manifesting things supernaturally. Then in the 29th verse, if you look with me, the 29th verse of that same opening, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. Very important statement. Conform, take the shape of, yes, sir. Yes, sir. The image of his son. You see that? That he might be the firstborn, Jesus, among many brothers. In other words, the firstborn among men and women who can operate from heaven on earth. Did you hear me? See, in other words, we operate from heaven on earth. Jesus was the first one, but he made us like him. So as we study and as we yield to the Holy Spirit, as we understand divine traffic, as we yield our lives to him, the same ministry that Jesus had, we will manifest through our sonship. Now listen, I want you to get this. I don't want you to miss it. I want you to hear this. Maturing in sonship and operating in the seal of sonship. Maturing in sonship and operating in the seal of sonship. You're sealed as a son by the Holy Spirit. Turn to Ephesians. Let's look at it. Ephesians 1. This is a sealed sonship. In other words, you have been sealed with power. You have been sealed with victory. You have been sealed by heaven as being more than a conqueror. That's already in you. And it's sealed by a mighty person. I say it is sealed by a mighty person. I believe that the Holy Spirit is a mighty person. And if I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit, that means I have divine power that nothing natural can stop. No demonical force can stop me from operating because I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. Amen? In Ephesians 1:13. There's an opening here. In whom ye trusted after that you heard the word of truth. So you got to hear the word of truth first. See, the word of truth, stop arguments, stop lies, stop deceptions, stop natural facts, stop natural reasoning, stop natural opinion, stop voting, and just operating on what God said. Jesus said the truth will set you free. Then he turned around and said, I'm the truth, the way and the life. So here, in whom you also trusted. Now notice that you have to trust sonship. You have to trust God with your sonship. God want to trust you in your sonship. You listen to me? All right. After that, you have heard the word of truth. See, now your sonship would not function without truth. Y'all want me to preach here today? Your sonship cannot function without truth. You really have to know who you are. You really have to know what is your purpose right now, today. What is your purpose as a son of God? What is your purpose? Why did he permit you to become a son? What do he want me to do with my life? Make more sons. Impregnate people with the word of God. Impregnate people with truth that they can come and be a son to. That's what he really want me to do. The gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that you believe, here we go now, here we go, see this. Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Now, if you understand that you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, then you can operate in Romans 4:21. Look at it. If you really believe, you can operate in Romans 4:21. You can operate in Jeremiah 1:12. Come on, let's go to work. If you really believe you're sealed and you matured in the truth of God's word and you know you're sealed by the Holy Spirit of promise, you can operate in Romans 4:21. There's a divine persuasion there. There's a divine, you see, maturity, full sonship speaks Romans 4:21. I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he's also able to perform. Now what happened, listen to me, brothers and sisters, what happened, the church lacking worship and lacking praise, refused to die to emotionalism and entertainment and ego. Instead of operating in the power in the present, she'd been performing. The church do not supposed to perform. The church supposed to produce. God said, you leave the performing up to me. Look at Romans 4:21. I'm fully persuaded. Come on, look at it. I'm fully persuaded that what he has promised, he is also. I work with the promise. He do the performing. Do you see that? I look at Jeremiah 1:12. He said he watches over his word to perform it. See, I can't perform the word, but he can. So as I yield to him in my sonship, he announces what he want to do through me. I wish I had somebody here. God darn it. Now, most Christians is bogged down in John 1:12. Let's go there. Come on. Come on. Let's go to work. John Gospel, chapter 1, verse 12. Christians get bogged down there. They make the initiative step into the kingdom. They get baptized with water and take communion. And that's wonderful. The Bible said, but as many, you there? Yes, as receive what? Yes. To them what? Yes. Give him what? The what? The what? Yes. To what? Yes. To become the sons of God, right? Now listen to what we're talking about now, because I got to have your attention this morning. I got to have your attention because there's some maturity here. Sonship, in sonship you have to mature. It says maturing in sonship and operating in the seal of sonship. All right, now the sealer is the Holy Spirit. You've got to know the sealer. Your sonship, the substance of your sonship is in the sealing of the Holy Spirit. Your sonship has no substance if the Holy Spirit, you don't give the Holy Spirit a chance to seal it. So now we go to Romans 8:14. You see me, John? Yeah, you see, we're moving now from just being a son to function as a son. To function as a son or a daughter. When I'm saying son, you know, that's include daughter, because we all call sons. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Well, I thought he said we was the son of God in John 1:12. Well, I mean, is God mixed up? John 1:12, he said, but as many receive him, to them give he the power to become. Many became sons of God, but they're not functioning as son of God. Why? They don't know the truth. See, the truth bring out your sonship. The truth give you a boldness. The truth give you an anointing. The truth give you a revelation. The truth give you a leading. The truth step out the natural into the supernatural. The truth produces miracles, signs, and wonders. The truth brings joy unspeakable and full of glory. The truth gives peace that passes all understanding. The truth don't worry about circumstances, because circumstances can't stop the truth. How? No, one verse is talking about I receive sonship. The next verse is talking about operating in sonship. John 1:12, I became a son. John 8:14, Romans 8:14, I'm operating as a son. But you have to mature. And so I want to bring you some maturity this morning. Turn to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy. Good God Almighty. Good God Almighty. Whew. Here's the first step in your maturity. I want you to mature in your sonship and enjoy your life. You got to enjoy your life. You're not going to enjoy your life unless you know how to function in sonship properly. You're called to function in sonship. Not just religion. Not just reading the Bible. You're called to function in sonship. And to function in sonship, my sons and daughters, you have to know you seal with somebody that is higher than everybody else. You seal by somebody who can't be stopped. Whatever don't exist, the person you seal by can make it. He can create it. He can make a way out of nowhere. He can cut a road where a road never been. You better start enjoying yourself. We're going through all these little Mickey Mouse things the devil trying to throw on us. Rise up in your sonship. No, this is a sealed deal. I win. No matter what fight come up, it's a sealed deal. I win. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm in front, not behind. Wake up to your sonship. It's spiritual. It's supernatural. It's eternal. Now, you get ready, because you got to hear this. I'm about to tell you something. You got to hear this. First thing I'm about to tell you, you better hear this. Sit down. Write this down. You got 1 Timothy, right? You must know how the greatest manifestation of God took place before you can fully operate as a son. You must know how the greatest manifestation of God took place before you can fully operate as a son. Did you hear that? Huh? All right, let's go to the scripture. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. Go back to verse 15, because you're the household of God. I'm going to read that up. I got it marked backwards on here for a reason. But I'm going to go for 15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou what? All this to what? Where? Now what that mean? How you ought to behave yourself in the house of God. Well, you know, we always pounding on sin and what's right and what's wrong. But let's this morning look beyond that. You must recognize where you are right now. You in the house of God. There's fuel and energy in here that can fill your tank, man. There's power in here that you can't find nowhere. It's not in the library. You can go to the library. You can go to the White House. There's power in this house that you can't find at a bank. You can't find it nowhere else. It's in this house. It's in this house. Say it, it's in this house. You come here to get fueled up. You didn't come here to get messed around. You come here to get another notch on who you really are. What? This is the house of God, man. This is where God meets his people. Put his hands on them. Give them assignment. Give us strength when we're weak. Move our infirmity. And give us his glory. You're not in no regular place yet. There's an atmosphere. Woo. Woo. There's an atmosphere in here that can heal your body. There's an atmosphere in here that can heal your marriage. There's an atmosphere in here. Woo, glory to God. That can change your mind. There's an atmosphere in here that can defeat your enemy. There's an atmosphere in here that can heal your body. There's an atmosphere in here that can change your finances. There's an atmosphere in here. This is the house of God. This is not a discussion. This is a takeover. There is a divine influence coming upon you right now. It's changing your life, changing your position, changing your anointing, changing your word. Something happening to you in here. You're in the house of the living God. He's alive and well. Good God Almighty. Do you realize who house this is? For naked Talaba, forsake not the assembling of yourself as the man of some ill. Come to my house so I can give you more energy, so I can give you more fuel. I can bless you. I can put my hand on you. Come on, let's try to read. Don't forget what we're talking about. You must know how the greatest manifestation of God took place before you can fully operate as a son. You have to recognize the reverence, the respect, and the honor that we should give to this place. This is the greatest place we're ever sitting. You might sit in some palace that got carpet wall to wall and diamonds on the wall, but it's no greater place than this place. This is where God speaks. This is where God visit us. This is where God give us our answers, solve our problem, give us instruction, give us supernatural purposes. Are you understanding me? Huh? How precious the house of the Lord is. His word going forth. His truth coming to your heart. Watch what he says. Verse 15, I go over again. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar, my good God Almighty, and ground. of truth, man, of truth. Now, here's what the Lord, Now, you got to understand how I'm saying this. You got to be spiritual enough to go with me and don't come up with them little funny answers you won't come up with. I'm about to tell you something. You can't get truth nowhere else. The only truth that exists is in this house, in the Lord's house. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all understand me over there? This is the place that you can come get the truth and change facts, change arguments, change reasoning. You can change sorrow. You can change anything with the truth. You can change death. You can change sickness and disease. You can change your bank account. You can change your family. You can change, what? You can change your legs up in here. You can change everything. You can change your child. I want you to say this with me. Lord, I really want to know how to operate as the true son. Let me help you. Let me help you. Go to the 16th verse. Here. The first three words. Look. Look at the first three words in the 16th verse. What the first three words say? What is controversy? Somebody trying to challenge something? Huh? Somebody trying to argue with something? Come on, talk to me. Huh? Now listen. Let me tell you something. Let me drop something in your spirit. Once you mature in your sonship, all controversies that comes in your life is already over. There's nothing that can contradict a revelation from God. Woo! Write that down. There's nothing. Well, you see, write that down. It's coming out of my spirit. There's nothing that can contradict a revelation of God. There is no enemy that can stop a person who is fully anointed with fresh oil. Say fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fresh oil. Fall on me now. Every contradiction in your life will face defeat from this day forward. Stay anointed with fresh oil. With the oil of gladness and the oil of joy. Anybody eating up here? Anybody getting this? You getting this? Everything from this day forward that look like is defeating you is lying. And I want you to call it a lie. I know you lying. The apostle prophesies over me. You can't defeat me no more. That's the truth. That's the truth. That's God's word. That's the truth. That's the truth, man. I shall not be defeated. And I'm not planning on retreating. And I'm not going over the same problem over and over again. Let's settle this thing right now. And without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. Here we go. God was manifest in the flesh. Hallelujah. Now, how was God manifest in the flesh? Huh? How was God manifest in the flesh? Jesus was God manifest in flesh. You read that in first in John Gospel, right? Jesus was God manifest in the flesh as his what? Son. All right, got that. Got that. Got that. Got that. When you got born again, you were God manifested in the flesh. You are his son. You took upon the same nature of Jesus. He was the firstborn. Then there was a secondborn and a thirdborn and a 10,000-born and a 2,000,000-born. All right. Now you're here, what you gonna do? You're manifested in the flesh. You're a son of God. Now you're here, what you gonna do? I'm gonna be justified every day in the spirit. Look at the next. Notice I'm not justified in the flesh. I'm manifest in the flesh, but I'm justified in the spirit. My righteousness, my divine right, the divine abilities come through my spirit. Do you see this? Watch me, watch me. Your struggle is in the flesh. Your victory is in the spirit. Every time you find yourself struggling, remember you just manifested. You haven't been justified yet. Anything, look at me, everybody look at me. That's why I turned the thing off. Anything that have you struggling now, you better know it, you still in the flesh. Listen to me. Because when you are justified in the spirit, peace come before the manifestation. Peace come before the situation changes. You know why? I ain't worried about it no more. I don't have no fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. My mind is sound. This thing can't defeat me. Now I want to pause here and tell you something. You see some of the atmosphere? Huh? Atmosphere and anointing? See that atmosphere we created by singing just now? That's what got this anointing riled up. See, the anointing always there, but it needs an atmosphere. The people got to be ready to receive. You ready this morning? Say, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Go to another level.
To another
and another level.
Another level.
I left my problem on that level.
I'm
on another level. What you think God meant? Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpion, the power of the enemy. He keep moving levels on the enemy. The enemy come to one level, God moves you to another level so your feet can be above him. Got that? All right, sit down. Let's go a little more. I'm going to close in a minute. We're going home. Hallelujah. 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 Boy, I'm just as drunk as I could be. I wish somebody else would get drunk with me, drink a little bit. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 You've been so good to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, you've been so good to me. Oh, Jesus. What? Thank you. What would you say? What did you say? Thank you. What? Thank you. You sure been good to me. Thank you. What? I don't know if anybody can identify with this, but I was supposed to be dead, but he gave me another day. The enemy tried to cut me off, but God gave me another day. The enemy tried to kill me, but God gave me another day. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Hallelujah. 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 Pa-pa-pa-ta-da. We're going to beat your problem all upside the head up in here today. Any problem you brought in here, we're going to beat the blood out of it. Any sickness you brought in here today, we're going to squeeze the life out of it. Any lack you brought up here today, we're going to squeeze the life out of it too. Go on, live as a son. God want to provide for you the best. Don't let nobody tell you nothing else. You want me to tell you a secret while the Spirit is moving? Huh? Jesus already have passed the test for you to have the best. Oh, y'all don't even know. Y'all ain't cutting up better. You ain't heard that. I said Jesus has already passed the test for you to have the best. See, you have to learn how to say this. You have to learn to say this. Jesus did it. I mean, you having some struggle in your prayer about something, you know, and look like the enemy don't want to turn loose. Remind him, Jesus did it. See, the strongest three words in your life as a son. You ready? Strongest three words in your life as a son. It is finished. You have to work from that foundation. Paul say he fought a good fight. He kept the faith. And he finished his course. But he could have turned it the other way. You're fighting a finished fight. Everything that's attacking you, everything that is against you as a son is already whipped. Everything this world says you can't have is already yours. Anything made on this earth belongs to you because the earth is the Lord and the fullness. God, dog it, I wish y'all would hear me. Nothing can be held back from you because you are a son. You have authority. All right, look at the 16th verse. Without controversy, greatest day, sit down. Mystery of God. God was manifest in the flesh. Say it. Justified in the spirit. Now listen. While I'm seeing this. See, John 1:12 is in God was manifest in the flesh. Romans 8:14 is God was justified in the spirit. I'm going too fast for you. Seeing of angels, preaching to the Gentile, believe on in the world, and receive up into glory. You must know how the greatest manifestation of God took place. That is right there. Before you can operate fully as a son. Okay? You got to get beyond flesh to operate as a son. beyond self and operate in the Spirit. Got me? All right. Turn to Romans 9 now. You're going to have somebody help you here now in Romans 9. When I turn to Luke 9, you're going to have somebody help you. You might hold a point hand next to you. You're going to have somebody help you now because it's something about to happen here now. Maturing in sonship and operating in the seal of sonship. Wow. Before I give you these verses, I'm going to ask you a question. My goodness. Now, to operate in sonship, here's this is what the Spirit of God told me to ask you. Are you prepared to die daily yet? Are you prepared to die daily? That's the only way. See, because you're going to revert back into how you was manifested. You're going to have to stay in the Spirit. Are you prepared to die to your will, to your opinion, your reason? You can't do that by yourself. You need the Holy Spirit crucifying you daily. My Lord. Y'all pray for me. Y'all pray for me because I'm about to say something. Packing your tail in the grave daily. Stop letting it come out showing your tail. I bet you heard that, huh? Yeah, you heard that because you kind of justified that I'm cussing or not, so I just cuss you. Packing your tail in the grave. Let the Holy Spirit pack your tail in the grave every day because you always got some crazy idea how you're going to work it out. And the only reason what God's saying to you seem crazy because it's above your senses. As long as your senses out, your spirit ain't going to move. Wow, get that. As long as your senses are in charge, your spirit is not going to be able to move. Because the Holy Ghost ain't got no time messing around with your foolishness. You trying to figure stuff out and trying to give him some technical strategy. He already know how to do it. That's where worry and fear come from. You trying to figure it out. Ooh, this thing too hard for me. Yeah, it's too hard for you. It's from the devil. Some of y'all still don't know where y'all are. I'm going to tell y'all this morning, you better know where you are. See, your life this morning, and I'm going to be finished in a minute. Your life is taking leaps this morning into places you've never been before. Do you know the Holy Spirit will recall now every challenge you have? The Holy Spirit is going to recall the revelation to your spirit. These things are being deposited in your spirit. These are revelation. They go down. These are not reasoning. So, see, God ain't going to put no reasoning in your spirit. So if you're hearing a reasoning gospel, you see what I'm saying? But when the Holy Spirit is speaking, Paul said, my word, I didn't come to you with enticing words of man wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of in power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. You see, that's what happened to you this morning. That's what happened to you this morning. I said that's what happened to you right now. I feel it all in my hand. I feel it. I feel it all in my hand. The power of God just flashing out like lightning at you. To tell you, this is it. Say, this is it.
This is it.
The change I've been looking for. Y'all got to talk to me. Y'all got to talk to me. The change I've been looking for. The $5,000 check. The change that I've been looking for has arrived. I'm alive. I'm more than a conqueror. Nah. ma'am. I receive. I see you dancing, girl. I see you. You're getting it. That's what I see. I'm so happy for you. You're my daughter. Get it. God dog it, get it. Whatever I put out, you get it. Good God Almighty, Tony. I feel the Holy Ghost. Ooh, I feel like God people getting blessed. Think about the thousand watching on the internet. I bet they're tearing their house up. Just running through the house. Call your neighbor. Tell them they're on the wrong channel. Tell them we got a country boy from down in Darrow. Yielding to the Holy Ghost. That money stick to me, Buck. I got to get ready. Get that money. You better get ready for this. You better get ready. You prepared to die. This life won't come without daily dying. Look at it. Let me sit down. Let me read this to you. In Luke 9, one of the most powerful verses in the Bible, verse 23. This is a powerful verse for sonship. Say it. This is a powerful verse for sonship. Now I'm not worried with no English now. Don't do this verse. You're not going to operate in sonship. Self is an hindrance to your sonship. Self cuts the power off. Self grieves the Holy Spirit. Self resists the Holy Spirit. Self is looking for another route. And when Satan has his hand on you, there is no other route but through the Holy Spirit. The only power that can stop Satan in your life is the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, I wish somebody was praying with me. I wish somebody was praying with me in here. I wish somebody was praying up in here. You are a son. You are a daughter. You have the right to operate in the power of the Holy Ghost. There's a kingdom on the inside of you. A kingdom of righteousness, joy, and peace in the Holy Ghost. There's a king on the inside of you. There's a king on the inside of you. His name is Emmanuel. His name is Jesus. His name is Almighty. His name is Lord of Lords. His name is King of Kings. He's on the inside of you. Say it. There's a king on the inside of me. Say it. Listen, what else it go? There's a king on the inside of you ready to reign through you. You heard that? There's a king on the inside of you ready to reign in life through you. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Good God Almighty. Jesus. Reign in my life today. He reigns. He reigns. He reigns. Good God Almighty, he reigns. I'm going to let him reign. Have your problem fell out yet? Have your worry left you yet? Is your fear gone? Should be by now. The word been like a hammer in you this morning. Beating everything come against you. Just beating it.
Just beating it. I'm just beating it. By beating it. I ain't got time for no regular service no more. I don't want to know what's going to happen. I just want something to happen. I got time to give you one more thing, then I'm closing. I'm closing, man. Leroy, you take over, and I'm going to close in a minute. I got to close. Here's another question. Y'all better answer these questions. Here it comes. The first one was, are you prepared to die? And he said in 23, and look at Luke 23, because I'm getting. And he said to them, oh, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself what? How often? And what?
Follow me.
Now, here's a question I want to ask you. Another question I want to ask you as a son, maturing as a son. Are you ready to come to the realization of resurrection power? Are you ready to come to the realization of resurrection power? Once you get to the realization of resurrection power, everything else is over. Did you understand what I'm saying? Come on, talk to me here. See, once you come, turn to Philippians 3. Once you come to the realization of resurrection power, all other powers are over. You're going to be operating in full sonship then. Full sonship operates through resurrection power. That means nothing can hold full sonship down. Just like he got up on the third day. If you mess with a son, they're going to get up on you because they're flowing in the same power. Romans 8 and 11. Same power that raised Jesus from the dead resides on the inside of me. Quickening, making alive. Whatever I am to do in resurrection power is already alive. What power you been operating in? Resurrection power comes out of every grave, every attack, every assault, every assassination. Whatever try to come against you, if you're operating in resurrection power on the third day. Look at Philippians 3:10. That I may know him. Oh, Lord, but don't quit that I might know him. Don't stop that, oh. Don't just know him. Oh, no, he don't want you to just know him, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Say it, and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his suffering. Watch this now, watch this. And be made conformable to his death. Did he say that? All right, then go to Galatians 2:20. You're getting ready to live as a son now. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I. The life that I live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me, hey Lord, and gave himself for me. I'm alive. In another world, as the Son of God. The power of his resurrection reveals to me that I'm unstoppable. The power of his resurrection revealed to me everything that is odd against me is only temporary.
looked like Jesus was defeated. He was laying in that grave like a natural person, and they had him wrapped up, but he's waiting on the signal. Woo! I feel a signal coming on. I feel your signal coming on. I feel your signal. He's waiting on a signal. He couldn't get up ahead of time. He had to let the enemy think that he had the power. He had to go by the Father's instruction. You can't move ahead of the Father. Jesus could have got up the first day, but the assignment was to get up the third day. Are you understanding me? So sometimes it does not happen overnight, but I tell you what, the time would come that it got to happen. There's a synchronizing with God's timing. He said, destroy this temple. In 3 days, I'd build it again. Natural man don't understand that, but on the third day, Jesus, who was laying in the grave, wrapped in a white napkin. The enemy had a party. All the demons had gathered together. They thought a feast. They said he was the Son of God. But we got him in the... But early Sunday morning, the napkin fell off, just as God said. He stood up like a man and walked like a God. Listen to me. He's alive. He's alive. Shout. Good God Almighty, Jesus is alive. We got something to rejoice about. On the third day, Oh my. I just heard something. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Oh my, good God. Oh my. He went in the grave as a man. He went in the grave as Jesus, but he rose as Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Shout about it. He is the King. Jesus is the King. Good God Almighty, Jesus is the King. He's alive today. He's well today. Hallelujah. Junior, you got it. He's the King, boy. He's the King. He's the King. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm under the King. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm under the King. I don't have to worry about a thing. I'm under the King. He's alive. He's alive and well. I said he's alive and well. The grave couldn't hold him. Sickness and disease couldn't hold him. The strength couldn't hold him. The enemy couldn't hold him. Demon power couldn't hold him. He's alive. I said he's alive and well. Tell somebody else. He's alive and well. And because he alive, and because he live, and because he live, and because he live, I live also. Because he live. Because he's alive. Jesus is alive. Wow. He's alive. Tell five people he's alive. Then shout because he's alive. Now shout. Somebody shout. He's alive. But y'all, come on up, y'all. What y'all waiting for? He's alive, boy. Come on, y'all.